الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, our mothers, sisters listening on the receiver, and the esteemed listeners of CII throughout the globe. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, we all are aware that today is the 5th of Muharram, 1438, and this is the first Friday of the new Islamic year. So there are several questions we need to ask ourselves. What is the meaning of Muharram? Muharram itself means honorable, sacred. And when we study the Noble Quran in Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala makes mention of the Islamic calendar. Inna iddata shuhuri inna Allah itna ashara shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa samawati wal arda minha arbaatun hurum. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states that verily the amount of months, the 12 lunar months, this was already decreed and ordained and prescribed by Almighty Allah. The day Almighty Allah created this universe, the heavens and the earth. From these 12 lunar months, minha arbaatun hurum, there are 4 sacred months. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to us which are the 4 sacred months, and that is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Thalathun mutawaliyat, 3 are consecutive months, Zulqadah wa Zulhijjah wa Muharram, and the month of Rajab. Now when we understood that, so what is expected of us? In Muslim Sharif and Tirmidhi Sharif, the following hadith is mentioned. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَفْضَلُ السِّيَامِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ. The best fast a person can keep after the month of Ramadan, and that is the month of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah has called this month of Muharram, He is fast. Allah is fast, because Almighty Allah sends wahi to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inform the people that this month is Shahrullah al-Muharram. So this is not only for Ashura, brothers and sisters, this is for the entire month of Muharram. So every day of Muharram is a sacred day. In Tabarani the hadith is mentioned, if we fast one day also, for example, tomorrow, Sunday, we keep fast, then we get the reward of 30 days fasting. So it shows this great, great reward. Similarly, the best day in the entire month of Muharram is the day of Ashura, that is the 10th of Muharram. For that, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned a separate virtue. The hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَيُّكَفِّرَ السَّنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا. I hope and I expect Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala to forgive you your previous year's sins. From last year 10th Muharram to this year 10th Muharram, if we are fasting, Subhanallah, Allah's grace, mercy, benevolence, Almighty Allah forgives one year's minor sins. So each one of us, we should make sure that Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday, at least those 2 days we should try and fast and reap this great reward which Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking about. The third lesson we learn is that when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Madinah Munawwara, He found the Jews there and asked them, why are you fasting? They said, هذا يوم عظيم. This is a very significant and auspicious day. أنجى الله فيه موسى وقوما وأغرق فرعون وقوما. Almighty Allah rescued and saved Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people and drowned the Pharaoh and his people. So therefore we are fasting. Look at the reply and response the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. نحن أحق وأولى بموسى. We are more, we are much more deserving and closer and nearer to Nabi Musa alayhi salam because we are following his true teachings and the book Quran Sharif is in its pristine purity, not like the other divine scriptures, they're interpolated and changed and amendments made. So the hadith in Sahih Muslim, so therefore we learn this lesson that we don't imitate the non-Muslims, especially when it comes to our acts of worship. What else should we do, my brothers, on Tuesday night? For you, the sisters, I know you wait for this opportunity. The hadith is a weak hadith, but is acceptable in virtues. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man wassa'a ala iyalihi yawma ashura, wassa'a allahu sa'ira sanatihi. Whosoever increases the sustenance for his wife, his children, his parents and so forth, Almighty Allah will give that person abundant rizq and sustenance for the whole year. So all of you, my brothers, that for your wife, for your children, they tell them that this is some money or this is a gift or whatever you want to give them. So it doesn't mean we give everybody, but just for our immediate family. So you can tell your wife to cook a little bit lavish meal. So in that way, Almighty Allah will bless you with abundant rizq for the whole year, inshaAllah. We need to keep our heart magnanimous. With our wife and children, we should not be so hard and harsh. You know, on the radio, on Channel Islam, I receive calls. The wife, they phone and say, my husband, itna kanjoose, makki chuse, he is so stingy, such a miser, he don't spend anything on me. So I have to teach them and tell them, they tell your husband, oh honey, give some money, you know. So we have to give this kind of tactics and so forth, so we should be spending on them. So number one, the fasting. Second one, the spending on our wives and children. Third one, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Tab Allahu fihi ala qawm, wa yatubu fihi ala qawm in akhirin. The day of Ashura is a big day, auspicious day. The night of Ashura is a big night. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us in this hadith, Allah Ta'ala accepted the tawbah and repentance of a people in the past, referring to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's people. And Allah will accept the tawbah and repentance of other people in the future generations. So that's you and me. So each one of us, Tuesday night, Wednesday, read 2 rakat salat, read Quran Sharif, abundant durood Sharif, istighfar. Beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, Ya Allah, we admit and confess that we are guilty. There are no mitigating circumstances. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّوَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. All of you, the Quran says, turn to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala in repentance and beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness, then you will be successful. On 10th Muharram, it was a Friday, it was 10th Muharram, the day of Ashura. The year was 61 years after Hijrah, approximately 50 years after the demise of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Maidan Tufuf, that is the place in Karbala, Sibtu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Nawasa and the beloved grandson of the Master alayhi salatu salam was martyred. Brothers, we must make this very clear. To love the family of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an integral part of our faith. No person can be a true Muslim and says, no, I don't love this person of the household and family of Nabi alayhi salam. Quran teaches us, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Tell them, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you for no reward and recompense, but you must love my family, my Muslim family. Abu Lahab and them are also family, but they're out of the fold. So now we are speaking of Muslim family. So the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved children of the Master alayhi salatu salam, the four daughters and three sons, the grandchildren of the Master alayhi salatu salam, especially Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma. Due to time constraint, I'll just mention one hadith. The Master alayhi salatu salam is rendering a khutbah. And they were very young. When the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu was born in the third year of the Hijrah, so he was 8 years old. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was 7 years old at the time when the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place. Wa alayhima ahmaran yamshiyan. They had red color kurtas on, they were very young. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is delivering the khutbah and sermon. And as children, they tumbled and they fell down. What did the Nana, what did Rahmatulil Alameen, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? He stopped the khutbah and went to his beloved Nawasa and grandchildren, picked one up in the right hand, other in the left hand, kissed them, embraced them. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma, faahibbahuma, waahibba may yuhibbuhuma. Oh Almighty Allah, I love them. You love them, and you love the one who loves them. And on that occasion, when they fell down, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Swadaqallah. Allah spoke the truth. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth, your assets, your children, your grandchildren, they all are test and a trial for you. I, the Nabi of Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing the people. I could not even bear it that my grandchildren had fallen down. I stopped the khutbah and went to pick them up. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find all these ahadith there. So brothers, all that is in its place. But today, the facts are distorted. What is happening today in the ummah is this, that it is told to the people that 10th Muharram and the month of Muharram only and only became important, significant because of the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. That is distorting the facts. You pass away today on a Friday. I drop dead now here on a Friday. You don't say Friday became important because you died, I died, some sheikh died. No. We will say Almighty Allah blessed that person and elevated his rank. So Almighty Allah elevated the rank of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. It was a Friday, it was day of Ashura, and he gave his life in the path of Almighty Allah jalla wala by making the supreme sacrifice. Our Islamic history is not written in black and white, is written in black and red, the black ink of the ulama and the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. That is how Islam has spread throughout the whole world. Today if you see what is happening in Syria, the same Shias, believe you me, it is the same Shias, Bashar Assad, and they in Aleppo, in Halab, and their allies Russia and everybody else, they are slaughtering our people, and so much so, no humanitarian aid is allowed to come in. According to them, to slaughter us, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Sunnis, is a great act of worship for them. And they are just making it manifest now to the people. We hate you Sunnis. Now the question, brothers, in this last 6-7 minutes I have. The question we need to pose is this. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu left Makkah Mukarramah on the 8th of Zilhijjah. The day the people were going from Makkah to Mina, the beginning of Hajj, in the 60th year of the Hijrah, great, eminent, illustrious companion Sahaba came. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu came. Abdullah bin Umar came. Abdullah bin Zubair came. His own brother Muhammad bin Hanafiyyah came. They begged him, please don't go. He would not listen. Taqdeeru David, that he had to go and give his life. Nevertheless, when he goes, he sees the same people, the Shia, the Kufans, they had turned against him. And how they turned against his brother, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. How they turned against his honorable father, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Anyway, on the 10th of Muharram, now, that morning, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes a rest for a few minutes. And in that, he sees Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, and he smiles. His sister Zainab radiallahu anha is there. Ya, oh brother, just now the battle will start and you're smiling. What has happened? He, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Pyare Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and said, oh Sibtu Rasulullah, oh you the grandson and nawasa of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have come to take you away. He knew that now the time is imminent and his shahadat and martyrdom is very, very near. Now brothers, he is martyred. I've been to Karbala. I've been to the same Maidan. That's why I try and travel and see all these places, alhamdulillah, with my own eyes. Now three things I will tell you. And if you want, tonight you come to this masjid. I brought the notes and the book with me. Not my books. When I went to Iran in 2013, so my name, Abdul Qadir Hussein. So they asked me at the airport, I had no visa. They said, Husseini? I said, yes. Then I gave them my passport, my wife's passport. They looked, Fatima, Husseini, Fatima, they were sure we Shias. So they allowed us, they gave us 2-week visa, and obviously Allah's system, they gave me the books, everything, and they gave it to me, not realizing that we are going to use the same books against them to show this ummah the real truth. Who murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an? Who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an in the battlefield there at Karbala in Maidan at Tufuf? Before the battle erupts, the word Shia is used. Khan Kolkar Suno, O Shias, I did not say these words. Your kitab, Sheikh Mufid in Irshad writes, Inna al-Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam da'a ala shi'atihi. Imam Hussein alayhi, that is this, how they use the words. We don't use these words. Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam ne dua ki shi'on ke khilaaf, bad dua ki shi'on ke khilaaf. Sayyidina, we use the word Sayyidina because the Master alayhi salam used this word, al-Hasan wal-Hussein, Sayyida shababi ahli jannah. He, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, made dua. This is just before the battlefield. The Shia book, Irshad. And remember, it is written by Sheikh Mufid. They are scholar. They are allama. He says, Sayyidina Hussein made the dua. Allahumma in matta'atahum ilaheen. Ya Allah, if you give them long life, the Shias, fafarriqhum firaqa. Make them into many, many splinter groups. وَجْعَلْهُمْ تَرَائِقَ قِدَدًا اور ان کے تکرے تکرے بنا دے یا اللہ او اللہ smash them to smotherings and pieces. فَإِنَّهُمْ دَعَوْنَا They called us here and then they said they will assist us لِيَنْسُرُونَا They said they will assist us and what they did ثُمَّ عَدَوْ عَلَيْنَا and then they went and they transgressed against us فَقَتَلُونَا and now they're going to kill us. Your book, Shias. The battle takes place. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is murdered and martyred in Karbala. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu's beloved son, Zainul Abidin. They call Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. I'll tell you what he said now. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's beloved daughter, Fatima Sughra. These are your books. And see what is written. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu salam telling them, the Shia, after the martyrdom of his father, innakum katabtum ila abi, you wrote letters to my father, wa a'ataytumul ahda wal misaq, you took the pledge and you told my father that you are going to help him and assist him. And then what you did? Bi'ayyi aynin tanzuruna ila rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam. Tomorrow, how will you face my Nana? How will you look at the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his face when you killed and murdered his Sibti Rasulullah? You murdered his grandson. Imagine Hazrat Zainul Abideen even making bad dua and dua against the Shia because they murdered him. Al-Ihtijaj, written by their scholar Tabrisi. So Ali bin Ahmad Tabrisi, so anyway, he in his book Ihtijaj has mentioned this. It was told to Zainul Abidin that the people in Kufa, the Shias, are crying. He said, إِنَّهُمْ يَبْكُونَ عَلَيَّا فَمَنْ قَتَلَنَا غَيْرُهُمْ That they are crying upon my father today, but who killed us besides them? Again, your book, Al-Ihtijaj. The eyewitness to Karbala, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's beloved son, Hazrat Zainul Abidin rahimahullah, Hazrat Fatima Sughra, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's mother is Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyidatu Nisa'i al-Jannah, she is, in hadith in Tirmidhi is authentic, she is Fatimatul Kubra, the senior Fatima, and Sayyidina Hussein's daughter radiallahu anhuma is Fatima Sughra. The younger one, what did she say? She say, Ya Ahl al-Kufa, Ya Ahl al-Makr, Ya Ahl al-Khuyala, oh you Kufans, you are the people who make Makr. You know in Yemen we say, Ibo Makr kareto. So this is what they did, you made Makr, that you made so much deception, you so much pretense, so many lies. You call my father, and then you kill my father. Tabbalakum, Fatima Sughra is saying, may Allah decimate and destroy you. La'anatullahi ala zalimeen. May Almighty Allah's la'anat and curse be upon you. You know what they did? I'll end off with this. Listen carefully, O Shias throughout the world. Your book, Ihtijaj, has mentioned, the Shias answered proudly, to Atu Fatima Sughra, the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, Katalna Aliyan wa Bani Ali, Bisuyufin Hindiyatin wa Rimahi. They even read poetry and said, yes, we killed Ali, we killed Ali's sons, and we killed them with the swords we brought from India, meaning the Indian swords reached there. Wa Rimahi, and the spears and the lances, we are very proud what we did. Ye hai shiyo kam bakh ke kaam. Unhone Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu ko qatl kiya aur phir sunniyo ko mujrim theraya. What they did, they murdered Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu, and then they want to blame us, the Ahlul Sunnah, that we perpetrated this heinous crime. So I beg you, O Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you need to know the true facts. I leave you with this one thought. Because there are some people who are very sympathetic. They say, Shia, Sunni, bye-bye. The Shia and Sunnis must become united and brothers. I've been to Iran. There's a place called Kashan. Kashan is very famous for its carpets. Go to Kashan today. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred in the ending of Zilhijjah, the 23rd year after Hijrah. On the 1st of Muharram, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu became Amirul Mu'mineen and Khalifa. The person who murdered Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu while she was reading Fajr Salat, the whole hadith in Bukhari Sharif, his name is Fayruz. His agnomen and kunya is Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper Zoroastrian. This Iranian regime, not the Shah, the Iranian regime, for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, they put up a mazar, they put up a shrine, and they call that shrine Baba Shuja. You are a very brave man. We're going to celebrate you every day. I saw it with my own eyes. Can you ever reconcile with such people who built mazar and shrines for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu? I leave you with that thought, my brothers. We say to the Shia, you out. You don't belong to this ummah. Because that is what, remember, Fatima Sughra said, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to tell you, you don't belong to this ummah. May Almighty Allah protect our iman and Islam. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majid al-Aqsa. And may Almighty Allah make our ending on iman. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.